This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Next up to our buddy Steve Coonan. And Steve, it is a big, big weekend for our Dogs. I want to start there with you. We'll talk about the NBA and opening night next week as well. But, man, I know you went to Georgia, but have you seen this kind of excitement with the Dogs being number one during the regular season before? I mean, I haven't seen it like this.
Scares the hell out of me. Literally terrifies me.
No, I mean, why?
Well, because you're hearing terms like historically great defense and 23-point favorites against the number 11 team. And, you know, optimism is great. Overconfidence is not. So we are very optimistic about our chances. You know, it was a good weekend. Our defense has performed. The offense is continuing to gel. So I am very, very happy. But we should be, you know, taking it down a notch for all sports teams.
You know, Steve included. is just not comfortable, Carl, with the level of hubris that is being displayed right now.
That
Steve's
is correct. We are Southern humble gentlemen. Now, will we kick their ass? Of course we will.
Steve Coonan with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Brought to you by Dell Technologies, the boss of our Atlanta Hawks. And, yeah, Steve, man, this I will say this. The defense is lights out. You were there for the Irk Russell days back in the day, and we spoke with Coach Julie about it yesterday. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying you've got this fantastic defense, which is just something in a world of college football like the pros where scoring just seems to be out of hand. This is a defense that shuts people down.
It's rather amazing. I just read something that I've never seen before, a mid-season All-American team. Have you all seen that today?
Yeah, yeah. N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis cracking that.
Oh, the mid-season.
Exactly.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So we got, you know, 20% of the mid-season All-American. So there's something.
It is. It's actually really cool. We're talking with Steve Coonan. Obviously, he went to Georgia, guys, if you're not familiar with that. He is the Hawks CEO, and that's what his relation is, and why we talk about all things Georgia and all things Atlanta. And, you know, we talk about the Dogs before we get to the Hawks. Let's talk about the Braves. Here we are back in the NLCS. Steve, it's a great time, man, to be in our city and being a sports fan right now, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. And I'm so happy for our friends at the Braves, for Derek Schiller, their CEO. And you know, Milwaukee was a tough test, and we handled it really well. And now we get the home field advantage against a 105-win team, which is a little crazy, but good for us. And I'm very excited. Should be a great weekend in Atlanta and the greater Georgia region. And I think the Braves are going to give the Dodgers all they can handle. I think last year we were leading in the seventh game. And maybe, you know, it took that loss to help us get over the finish line this year. But I'm really excited about the Braves and happy for them.
Right. And let's talk about you guys. You just wrapped up your final preseason game. So how's everybody doing?
Everybody's great. Yeah, Miami decided to leave their NBA players home. And gave us a nice little workout last night, kind of stunning. So if you were there, the Globetrotters were back at State Farm Arena. Trey looked masterful last night. I think he went for 27 and 15 in 29 minutes. And Hunter played well. Everybody's feeling good. And so we take the big stage next Thursday night on TNT, on network television. And I think that it's going to be something really, really special. There are a few tickets left. I urge you to get them. Hopefully the Braves do their business and they sweep and we don't have conflicting games going on that night. But, you know, we'll be live and home, and hopefully the Braves, like I said, will have finished their business with the Dodgers and we can start anew getting people excited for the NBA season, which there's a lot of excitement for the NBA season.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, Steve? It's Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, guys. Falcon Report's on the way. Dave Archer's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk more about the Braves as well as we now know it will be the Dodgers. But we all worried, I think, as NBA fans about, you know, the transition of star power. There's always that lull where you go, who's going to be next? Are these guys going to be good enough? Can they carry the league? Well, we got a guy, you know. Right. And you know, you look around the league, and it's in a really good place with the young star power and the excitement. I know the numbers are up. The ratings are up. Revenue's up. I mean, the NBA is really in a good place, isn't it?
The NBA is in a terrific place. You have this next generation of players that Luka and Trey are the top two. You know, Trey's shoes sold out in 3 hours. Just amazing.
Wow.
And you know, Trey Young, we got very fortunate last year that our first two series were against media giants, especially the Knicks. And going into New York and winning the way we did and handling it the way Trey did, just elevated everything about us and about him. I mean,
the cool. You go ahead.
No, please.
No, I was going to say the cool thing about Trey. You just saw, if you didn't see it after the game yesterday, he was talking with the media and he walks over. A bunch of kids were outside just on the perimeter,
yeah.
And he takes a bunch of pictures with the kids. And
he hits it.
Yeah, one of the things I think, Steve, after the season wrapped up, and I think he was in the Bahamas, and there was the news got out in the Bahamas that Steve was at the hotel, and his kids all lined up. So the connection with the next, speaking of like building your stars,
right.
How the younger generation, literally young kids, relate to this guy is awesome.
Yeah, you know, there was this old thing that big men don't really sell product, which I think Shaq has destroyed that theory. but
yeah,
I do think kids really find a relationship with something that looks more like them, more achievable, and Trey and Steph Curry and those kind of guys who, you know, they're not physical anomalies in nature. Rather, they look like your friends, your uncle, your cousin, but they can accomplish every bit as much as somebody who's 7'2". And our kids' jersey sales have been up 1,200% since Trey.
Is that even possible? 1,200%?
1,200%.
Nobody said there was going to be math today, Steve. That's pretty impressive.
Are you kidding? Oh, I had to take off my shoes and socks to figure out that math.
Nice.
Steve, I cleaned that one up.
I know you did. Brought to you by Dell Technologies. I got to ask you this because the NBA actually starts Tuesday. That's the 19th.
Correct.
And you've got the Nets and the Bucks defending champs, right? So that'll be ring night and all that stuff for them where they raise the banner. And then you've got the late game Warriors-Lakers. Warriors have Steph and Clay back together. Lakers obviously added Russell Westbrook. It's just a great way to start the NBA on Tuesday night. Did the Nets make the right decision with this Kyrie situation?
Oof, you know, I don't know how you have a part-time NBA player. So,
right. Okay.
Not getting
okay.
into the politics of it, I don't understand okay. how you practice, how you play, if somebody can't be used in the way that, you know, at home you don't play different sets and a different defense and a different offense than you do on the road. So I do think they made the best decision for the team. It's just a very unique and difficult and divisive circumstance because going into the NBA season, we should be talking about what's going to happen, hopes and dreams and expectations, not, you know, health departments banning players and players, you know, thumbing their nose at what the regulations are. So it's unique. And every year in the NBA, we see something unique and different. And it'll be interesting. I mean, will he get traded? Will he, you know, will he come back? Will he get vaccinated? I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, and I said, I don't put words in your mouth, but we were talking about this on the show yesterday. I mean, like, I get it. There are people who use their platform in the NBA
yeah.
and other sports to advance issues that need to be advanced. This is not one of them. This is just a guy who's a contrarian. That's his only platform, is a contrarian. So I just think people that want to emulate him, they're barking up the wrong tree and they picked the wrong guy because we're accomplishing nothing. Steve, you guys put the bubble. You guys moved heaven and earth to create an atmosphere where these guys could participate and be safe. And now we have something which makes everybody safe, and he doesn't want to participate in that.
Well, I mean, let's be
honest. It's hard to get your head around.
The idea that global sports has existed and thrived in a pandemic is pretty mind-bending, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that we've found a way. And the flat earth theory kind of painted him as somebody who just wants to be different and unique. And I don't. I think that act is worn thin. I truly do. And you know, I'm thrilled he's in the East. And you know, we play Brooklyn soon, so it should be interesting. But I don't know, as a teammate, how you can think about this. And that's what I think about. Teammates are supposed to make each other better. This certainly doesn't make them better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.